It's always a good time for Mary J. Blige and political editor and recombobulation creator Dan Schaefer with me for the rest of this half hour. We've got another Dan coming up at top of the hour. We'll be joined by D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He's joining us in his personal capacity, but we'll get his thoughts on Trump's D.C. police takeover. Is it really a takeover? I don't know what's happening. I'm sure Dan can help enlighten us as to whether or not having a president tagging along with police officers makes their job easier or harder. We're going to have that discussion next, starting at 5 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. But right now, still with my good friend Dan Schaefer. Dan, you went out, got yourself a free George Webb burger. What was the vibe like? Which George Webb were you at yesterday? I'm sure people were enjoying the moment.
Sure did. Like any proud Milwaukeean, I went to enjoy my free hamburger at George Webb's. So I live on the west side of town, so I went over to the closest one to me in downtown West Allis on Greenfield Avenue between 72nd and 73rd Street. Got there at about 4:30 yesterday, and even though the promotion started at 2, the line was basically the full city block there.
No kidding.
In West Allis. So it was a busy time, lots of excitement, lots of people taking pictures and having fun and talking about the Brewers and the line and all of that. So made the line moved really quick. The people working at, shout out to the people working at George Webb's yesterday. My goodness.
For real.
What a day they must have had. I hope everybody tipped their waitstaff well.
Yes.
And so went through the line. It only took me about 15 minutes to get the way through, and went there and enjoyed my hamburger just as I did in 2018. So now I've had two opportunities to do this with 12 game winning streaks for our beloved Milwaukee Brewers. It was a wonderful time.
And 180,000 of those free hamburgers given away by George Webb yesterday. We happily had Brewers Chief of Operations and President Rick Schlesinger on the show yesterday afternoon. Such a great day. Brewers chalking up a win this afternoon. I didn't get to the burgers in 2018. And of course, I was prepping my show and then doing my show. It couldn't have been at a worse time yesterday. But I was there back in 87 eating a free burger. I think I spent a couple hours in line back then with a couple of my buddies. Anybody that you saw not eating their burger, but like they're going to take it with them and like preserve it for posterity's sake. Some guy back, I think in 87, had his bronzed. I mean, people get nuts about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think my friends over at Milwaukee Record did something with that where they like preserved their burger since 2018 or something like that. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I saw some people like leaving with their burger heading out, but I wasn't quite sure about that. But, you know, it's a great week to be a Brewers fan right now. You know, you had the George Webb giveaway, and then on this upcoming Sunday, you've got the big Bob Uecker celebration.
Yes.
That's happening that I was lucky to snag a ticket to before they got sold out. So I'm looking forward to really a Milwaukee Brewers week for the ages here with the George Webb's giveaway, with the Uecker celebration of his life. It's
endless
a great time
summer,
to be a Brewers fan.
Right? Endless Brewers fun. I, too, am going to be at the game on Sunday. Maybe I'll see you there, Dan. It's just something wonderful to be a part of and to feel that excitement. Baseball continues to feel for me in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin something that is so directly reflective of our community as a state and in southeastern Wisconsin. It remains, the Brewers franchise has done an incredible job to retain the affordability of being able to attend a game. I go with my dad frequently. Our shtick is still, we're parking on Blue Mountain and walking in because we're Milwaukeeans and we don't pay for parking. Don't care. We'll walk just to not pay for parking. And these elements about the Brewers, it feels like a team that is deeply connected and reflective of the community in which they play, both southeastern Wisconsin and more broadly. Do you have some favorite Brewers moments in your memory bank, Dan?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, I was at, when I was a kid, I was at Robin Yount's 3,000th hit. I was at the game in 1992 when I was just about 7 years old. My dad took me to the ballpark, and I was about to fall asleep in the stands. And he just kind of said he was like, all right, stick around one more inning, Younce up next inning, and then we'll see if we're able to see the hit. And sure enough, he base hit the right field that very next inning. So the excitement carried us through the rest of the game.
I'm sure it did. That's a real special moment to see those huge milestones. Dan, you were dozing off at the games when you were seven. Every once in a while in the seventh inning, you might catch me dozing off. That's like the perfect time before all the wiener races or
sausage race. Yeah.
Yeah, the sausage races. I have a wiener dog and I take her to wiener dog races. So that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, sometimes I can doze off in a seventh inning. It's just if it's a, you know, smaller crowd, lazier game, just the right amount of shade, the beautiful background noise of a Brewers game. I'll hitch up if I'm out in the ballpark wandering around on Sunday, Dan. It'd be great to see you and some of our listeners out and about. If you see Dan or I, say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Dan, one of the things I wanted to close up here with, we'll have about a minute, is the fundraising and party membership news that has been coming out this week about the Democratic Party. I'm going to give everybody my take. This is not a time to freak out. There are fluctuations. We lost an election. This is what happens. What has been your reaction to this? I think this is a bit of much ado about nothing. We need attention to it, right? But I think it's a little overhyped.
I appreciate you saying that it's a little overhyped because I think you're right. The Democrats are prone to freaking out over any bit of news that comes across like the Politico and New York Times of the world. But I do think there's some cause for concern here because I think the party has just not yet righted the ship.
Yes.
And I think we're seeing that in a number of ways. And, you know, especially when you see the RNC massively outfunding the DNC,
right.
You do wonder if it would have been better off with Ben Wickler at the helm there.
Well,
that's
a discussion we'll have next week with Dan. It's that relationship between donors and the chair and those interpersonal dynamics. That's what I think we're seeing right now. Folks, hang on. We've got DC Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges joining us next. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.